As we study Parashas Vayetze, the theme that we find throughout this whole parasha is that not just when we find that the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, learned Torah or did mitzvahs or did different acts of incredible Kiddush Hashem, but we find that their day-to-day lives were also part of their Avodas Hashem. And as we learn in this Pasha, how Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, how Yaakov slept, how Yaakov found his match with Rachel, how Yaakov was the shepherd of the sheep of Lavan, what he did in his transactions with Lavan. What we learn from this Pasha is that every moment of one's day could be used in Avodas Hashem. And actually, if we take this a step further, we even learn how when Yaakov Avinu slept, his dream of Malach Elokim Olam V'Yarden Bo'i, even when a tzaddik is sleeping, he has dreams of incredible importance to the future of Klal Yisrael. Hashem Nitzav Olav, the Pasuk says, V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav. If a person realizes V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him all the time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and watching us, and we should always feel that we are in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person's entire life is a very different life. And there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara Masech Techulin, Daf Tzadik, Aleph Amud Beis, says there's a difficulty in understanding the Pesukim as Yaakov Avinu comes to rest. The Pasuk says, V'yikach me'avnei hamokim. So the Pasuk says, there were many stones. And on the other end it says, V'yikach es even es esom meroy soysov, that there was one stone that he put by his head. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Melamish neskapsu kol oysa avonel mokim echod, all those stones came to one spot. V'kol achas v'achas emeris, and each one of those stones said, Allah yuniach tzaddik zeroyshoi, I want that the tzaddik should rest his head on me. Says the Brice of Tana, the Kulan Nivlebecher, all the stones became one stone. But then the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu made a matseva, made a mizbeach out of the stone that he had put by his head. Asked the Chasam Sofer, the halacha is that a stone that was used for regular purposes may no longer be used for mizbeach. So asked the Chasam Sofer, if after Yaakov Avinu had put his head down on that stone, how could that stone become a mizbeach? Says the Chasam Sofer, then what must have happened was that there was one stone that Yaakov Avinu placed his head on that stone, and the other stones were just put around that stone. And that stone that he put his head on, obviously, as we just said, the halacha says, could not be used as a mizbeach. All the other stones that he didn't actually place his head on them, even though they were around that stone, could be used for a mizbeach. But the Chasam Sofer makes an incredible observation. He says the stones preferred that Yaakov Avinu should put his head down on them, recognizing and realizing that by doing so, they can no longer serve as a mizbeach, rather than just being around Yaakov Avinu's head. What an incredible lesson. You could be a stone for a mizbeach, or you could be a stone on which Yaakov Avinu sleeps. And the stones, obviously, there's a deep lesson here. The deep lesson says that a stone to sleep on, a stone where a tzaddik could sleep on, is so much more important than, because that represents a life of Torah and a life of mitzvahs, is even greater than just being a mizbeach, which is a one-moment event, although a tremendous event of Kiddush Hashem. And actually, there's a Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says that we have a Machloikas Chazal. What is better? One man, the Omer, one opinion holds, Yilmai Torah v'akachis isha, that somebody should first learn Torah and then get married. Because if once someone is married, he has the responsibility of a family and he can't learn that well. The other man, the Omer, says, Yisa isha v'akach yilmai Torah, first get married and then learn Torah. Because if you learn Torah after you get married, your level of Kedusha and Tahara is of a higher level. And the Gemara asks, how do we reconcile these two opinions? Should you learn Torah first or should you get married first? And the Gemara answers, Holon v'holahu. In Eretz Yisrael, they learned Torah and they got married first. In Chutz Laaretz, it was the other way. They would get married and then learn Torah. And the Rishonim explain, what the Gemara is teaching us is there is no right answer to that question and there is no wrong answer to the question. The answer to the question really relies on what is your Avodas Hashem. If for your Avodas Hashem, it's better to get married first, so get married first. And if your Avodas Hashem is better fulfilled by learning first, learn first. What a person, however, should be doing is reflecting and thinking in every moment of his life, what is the better way to live? And I saw that Kedushas Levi makes a very important point. He says, we know the famous Rashi, the first Rashi of our Parsha. The Pasuk says, Magashi Yitziach Tzadik Min Amokam Oysoroshim. When a tzaddik leaves a place, it makes it a tremendous impression. Shezman shet tzaddik beir, when a tzaddik is in a city, hu hoidu uziva, hu adori, he is the glory of the city. Yotzim isham pono hoidu pono ziva pono adora. So the Kedushas Levi explains that Rashi's question is that whenever somebody leaves Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, v'yered, because as the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, Daf Nun Dalad on the base teaches us, Eretz Yisrael Gevoy Mikol Arotis. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other countries. And Rashi's problem is that if that's the case, shouldn't have the Pasuk said V'yerit Charona? So answers Rashi, yes, under normal circumstances, when somebody leaves Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz, it's a V'yerit. It's lowering. But when a tzaddik goes somewhere, even if the tzaddik is leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz Laaretz, it doesn't represent the Veyered. Because wherever the tzaddik is, that's where his Avodas Hashem is. Bezman she tzaddik be'ir, what Rashi is saying is, wherever the tzaddik is, that becomes a place of Avodas Hashem. And since that becomes a place of Avodas Hashem, so then there's no Vayered. You could be in Haran, you could be in Eretz Yisrael, you could be anywhere. If where you are and what you're doing is Avodas Hashem, then you are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the lesson of the dream that Yaakov Avinu had. V'hinei malachi elokim oylim v'yardim ba. The malachim that are in this world are so connected to the way we live. If we live a life of Torah and Avodah, then the Malachim, also we create Malachim that come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Chas V'Shalom the other way, then Yardim, then the Ruchnis in the world has a Yerida. And that's why when the Pasuk says and describes Avram of Yaakov Avinu being mispalel, the Pasuk says, Vayifka b'mokoyim. Why does the Pasuk say, Vayifka b'mokoyim? To teach us b'mokoyim. In any place where a tzaddik finds himself, he has the ability, b'mokoyim, to make that place, to infuse that place with Kedusha. By living his life the way he lives, then the place where we walk, and the place where we learn, and the place where we work, and the place where we eat, and the place where we daven, are all makom, all become the makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we infuse every moment and every act of our lives with Avodas Hashem.